Now, 2 years ago, the RTE documentary On One produced a documentary called Black Rock Boys, highlighting cases of child abuse at one of the country's most prestigious schools. A wave of victims came forward since, with harrowing stories of being abused for years. The Department of Education set up a scoping inquiry into historical sexual abuse in day and boarding schools run by religious orders, and Gardaí have been conducting multiple criminal investigations. We're joined now on the line by Liam O'Brien, who produced that Black Rock Boys documentary. And Liam, you have new details on the outcome of the Garda investigations. But before you tell us about that, talk to us about how these claims emerged.
Good morning, Anya. Yeah, so our documentary, Black Rock Boys, it came out in November 2022, and it contained the stories, it featured the stories of Mark and David Ryan. And they outlined essentially the child sex abuse they endured at Black Rock College in Dublin, which, as you know, is run by the Spiritan Order. So up to that point, November 22, the Order's own records revealed to us that there had been 233 people had made child sex abuse allegations against 77 members of the Spiritan community in Ireland. And of those, 57 related to abuse that took place on the Black Rock College campus. That's either Black Rock College itself or Willow Park, the primary school in the grounds. And then once the documentary aired on Radio 1 and published in podcast, hundreds of victims, new victims, I suppose, victims who hadn't previously come forward, began stepping forward. Some publicly, like in Liveline, who did a brilliant job in giving voice to them, but also many privately and to places, agencies like 1 and 4, the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre. And so whilst the initial focus was on Black Rock College, it quickly became apparent then that all of the Spiritan schools in Ireland, including Rockwell College in Tipperary, St Mary's College in Rathmines in Dublin, and St Michael's College in Donnybrook, there were substantive numbers of ex-pupils, victims of child sex abuse, stepping forward from those schools also. And then victims from right across Ireland and from a myriad of schools began stepping forward also.
So what action did the Education Minister take as a result then, Liam?
So, as you remember, it was a pretty major news story at the time. We had many government ministers speaking out about the documentary, specifically about Mark and David Ryan, their bravery, but also then about all the other victims who were stepping forward. And so the following March, which was March 2023 last year, Education Minister Norma Foley, she announced a scoping inquiry. And that essentially, the function of that was to shape the government's response to all of these revelations of historical sex abuse in schools run by religious orders in Ireland. And that was to include both day and boarding schools. So the scoping inquiry was led by Mary O'Toole, senior counsel, and it's initially it aimed to return its report to government by the 7th of November 2023, which, as it happens, was exactly 1 year to the day since the Black Rock Boys documentary first aired. But that scoping inquiry actually became far bigger than anyone had anticipated. So over 230 victims came forward, and there was a huge amount of volume, of story, of information. And so the reporting date back to government was pushed back to June 7th, just a few weeks ago, and the report was handed in. Now it's over 700 pages in length, spread across 26 chapters over five volumes. And it's informed by reports, and it had inputs from experts across a wide area, including child protection, which was led by Kieran McGrath, restorative justice, and, but most importantly, survivor engagement. And it includes accounts of abuse from the 230 victims, some of whom the scoping inquiry was actually the first place they ever articulated their abuse to anyone. So, I mean, where it's at now is that the victims I've touched base with, they really welcomed the opportunity to be listened to by the inquiry. And as the numbers involved were so big and the detail was so much, where it's at now is that the minister has passed the report to the Attorney General's office. And the next step is for her to seek government approval to publish the report. And she's hoping, like she's saying, that's in the shortest possible time frame. Victims are hopeful that's going to happen in the next couple of weeks before the summer recess of it all. But unfortunately for Mark Ryan, who together with his brother David started all of this, Mark actually died last September as a result of a massive stroke. So sadly, he's not been able to see the full fruition of his efforts in speaking out.
No, but he did. He did do so much good, didn't he, in coming forward and talking to you. Finally, Liam, you've had an update from the Gardaí. What's the story with their investigations?
We have, and some of this is significant new information. So if I go back a little, within days of the documentary initially airing on Garda Síochána through the Sexual Crime Management Unit Office, they actually set up an investigation into the abuse allegations relating to the documentary and the wider Spiritan Order. Last July, Patsy McGarry in the Irish Times reported that 15 Spiritan priests had been identified to that investigation as alleged abusers. Three other individuals were identified. They were lay teachers or general staff within the wider Spiritan community. We now know from Garda Síochána that over 150 people reported what they believed to be a child sex abuse crime into that investigation. Now, that was mostly victims themselves, but it also included contacts from people who witnessed abuse and from people on behalf of victims. And these allegations came from right across the country. So Garda Síochána then made an assessment on each individual allegation and they investigated each. And so where that is at now is that the Garda Síochána is saying that a significant number of victims has now, investigations around them has now been completed as it has been established that the alleged suspects are dead. However, files in respect of 14 victims were submitted to the Office of the Director of Public Prosecutions. And the latest from the Garda Press Office this morning tells us that the DPP has already moved forward on three individual cases so far. So the first was actually one of David Ryan's abusers, who was still alive at the time that the BlackRock documentary first aired. But after the documentary, numerous other allegations against that individual came forward. And so the DPP then gave a direction to Gardaí to proceed with bringing sexual assault charges against them. However, that individual actually died just before proceedings were commenced against them. Then in another case, we just can't go into it at the moment for legal reasons. And then in a third case, again following directions from the DPP, on Garda Síochána have just informed us that they've actually commenced extradition proceedings against another man. Now, the detail and offer around that case is very limited, so we don't know what country this man's extradition is being sought from, but it is being sought, and Garda Síochána have advised us that their investigations are still ongoing.
All right, Liam. Liam O'Brien there from RTE Documentary on One Unit. And if anyone listening has been affected by what Liam has talked about there, 1 in 4 there, contact number 01662 4070. And if, again, on foot of what you've been hearing, there's an allegation of abuse you wish to report, you can contact the Garda Child Sexual Abuse Reporting Line. That's 1-800-555-555. 222. That's confidential and free.